Hello there. I think you've stumbled upon a podcast, and welcome. This is Jake's Adventures in Cosplay. I'm Jake, and I'm here to talk about cosplay and all the different fun adventures I've had, the experiences in costume design, creating characters, and just messing about and having a laugh. Now, at the point of this recording, which is Thursday, the 4th of December, we are 1 month away from me doing cosplay for about 10 years, so I thought, why not make a podcast? Now, with cosplay, there are always the standard questions you get when you get asked cosplay, and this series will be about some of those questions, and today's just the introduction episode, so let's go for the standard questions that you get for cosplay. One of the first ones is, what is cosplay? Well, let's go and check on Wikipedia, and let's find out. Cosplay is the combination of two words, costume and play, originating from Japan. This is expanding to the entire world. And now it's pretty much a common thing now. You'll find not just at conventions, at different events, meetups, zombie walks, everything you can think of. Someone's probably dressed up as a character. And, you know, back in the day when we were kids, it would just be fancy dress. You know, go around a friend's house as a fancy dress party. I always used to do that. One of the best parties you could ever have when you were a kid was like, oh, yeah, we get to dress up. We get to, like, oh, it's going to be amazing. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, I had the standard Batman and Spider-Man outfits when you were a kid. You know, those kind of like weird, stretchy fabric, kind of like plastic masks that would actually rip and tear. And in the end, you would just be left with like the weird stretchy material undersuit for like Batman and Spider-Man. Weird thing about that, Spider-Man always had a balaclava kind of my mask, so he looked more like a Spider-Man hoodlum than a hero. But anyway, let's get back to the questions. Now, one of the other questions that you will find always being asked is, why'd you do it? And you get the people say, well, it's for my talent, it's for my art, it's for myself as a brand, you know, advertising myself. Well, why do I do it? Well, it's a laugh, isn't it? You know, dress up, mess about in a costume. Why do I do that? Well, when I was in school, I was pretty much a quiet guy, but I really enjoyed drama, you know, acting out and pretending to be the characters and, like, portraying yourself in different lights. Unfortunately, in around year 8, before we could choose our GCSEs, we got the head of drama teaching us. Now, unfortunately, when the head of the subject teaches you, he kind of wants perfection. He wants that little spark to be conveyed in a certain way, much like film directors. And unfortunately, it sucked the fun out of it. And I shied away from drama and acting just because I had such a terrible time in those classes that, like, I just never really enjoyed it. Now, it's pretty much asserted in these day and age now that being a geek is a cool thing now. You know, all the Marvel movies, Big Bang Theory, everything's become mainstream now. And, well, let's take it back a couple of years. You wouldn't actually get people being so welcoming and open to these types of subjects. You'd be classed as a weirdo, a creep, a freak, a geek, and you were looked down upon. Obviously, you're younger, you're kind of peer pressured into going into sports like football and rugby and that, especially around here in the Kent area. But that wasn't really for me. I relished and enjoyed Star Wars, Batman, Spider-Man, you know, just Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That kind of world, those kind of stories and characters, they really captured my imagination and still do to this day. I mean, I love a Batman comic. Sit down, read a Batman comic, see a Batman movie. You know, not even the live action ones. The animated Batman movies, some beautiful artwork, beautiful stories. And that's what I went for. And, you know, as you go on, you find yourself finding, especially when you're a teenager, trying to identify yourself and you're trying to find where you are in the world. And I latched on to those things. I latched on to Star Wars. I latched on to comics. I latched on to Dragon Ball Z, which made me go into anime. And yeah, I was a bit shunned, but oh well, you get on with it. I still had friends. I still went out with people and stuff. I just found myself liking these things. It was around 2002, and AOL was set up in our house, and it was an amazing thing.
Hello, welcome to AOL. Would you like to talk to random people on the internet?
And then it just opened up a whole new way of communicating with people. Something like now, that these days, it's a standard thing where you will have Facebook status and tweets and Instagram photos take over actual natural conversation, actually going out and meeting people. But that's making me sound like an old granddad. Let's take it back to where I was going with it. And so you went on the internet and, hey, these conventions that I always see photos from, that I always hear about, what is the actual one that I can actually go to? And that's when I found the London MCM Expo. Before it was a Comic-Con, it was an expo. But we'll get onto that in a later episode. That's right, it's the introduction episode, so I'm giving you some tasters, a little bit of tease, a little bit of flash, and then you come back for more, hopefully. So that's one question. How'd you get into it? Why'd you do it? And so it brings me on to the next thing. Doing it for 10 years, what is it that makes you come back to it? And for me, it's all about the reactions from people. Now, through my uni years and everything like that, I based my studies under art, so the costume making process was something that were constantly evolving. As I have evolved with any sort of art process, it's about evolution, it's about learning new skills, it's about trying to do new things, and that reflected it. I mean, I'll be talking about my first costume in a later episode, but that was so funny to make, and it was such a train wreck as well. But anyway, so what kind of inspires me? What actually makes me want to make the costumes? And well, the two inspirations behind making my costumes are basically my nan and my dad. When we were kids, especially when we got into primary school, my dad always took part in everything that we would do, and my mum as well. You know, my mum would go on school trips with us, help out with events and everything, but it's my dad who would join the PTA. So pretty much every summer, every break between primary school, we're always back at the school helping out with fun days, helping out with the Christmas bazaar, helping out with the main thing, which was the Sittingbourne Carnival. Now, every year during the summer, my primary school would take part in the Sittingbourne Carnival. It still runs today. It's not that many floats these days. I mean, what would we do in the carnival? Well, basically we would rent a lorry, pull the sides down on the trailer, and just fill it with kids and mums and dads and teachers, dress them up in silly costumes, dance about to music, throw out sweets, and collect money for school funds. Obviously, nowadays, don't get that many, because health and safety would have such a bloody riot on that, you know, just having a little tire, tracks, fence to protect the children, even though they were sitting right by the edge and everything. And every year we would do a different theme. We were munchkins, we were aliens, we were devils, and our first one was a circus. And that was a really good one. I was a clown, my brother was a tiger, and my dad was Indian. And got on the lorry and everything, and now this is just for any UK listeners. Do you remember those pedal cars that were like red and yellow? Pretty much every kid would have one, or there was one in the primary school, there was one in the play school. You know, those pedal cars, the red and yellow ones. The lorry had one of those tied to the back of it. And every so often, one of us little kids would jump off the lorry and then sit in it and get pulled by the lorry itself. Now, obviously, the lorry's still moving, and some of us were already too big for that car. So when I got onto it, my legs were sticking out of the sides of it, and when it got round to a corner, the little pedal car I was in was just heading closer and closer to it. I was like, oh shit, I'm 7 years old and I'm going to die. No! But I didn't. Because luckily, one of the mums who was walking outside the lorry was able to hold it off before it went into its crashing demise. Safe to say, that was never used again. But with the costumes, my dad would always help us make them. And they would be t-shirts that we cut up. And the big one here, papier-mâché. Now, as we go through the series of episodes we go through, you'll notice that papier-mâché still takes a quite precedence over my work. You know, Blue Peter, that shit. You know, sticky back plastic. Here's one I made earlier. Boom. That's right. Taking it back old school. Do they still do Blue Peter? I don't know. Wish they should. But that's my dad. Next person would be my nan. Now, my nan, she was an amazing lady, and she was an officially trained seamstress. Unfortunately, she never got to actually do it as a proper profession. You know, family things take over, and she spent most of her life career-wise as a cleaner, you know, just get things sorted, and then became a full-time housewife to look after my mum and my uncle. But I tell you, if you ever needed a shirt fixed, a pair of trousers that ripped, or even putting your foot through a sleeping bag, she would be the lady that you would go to, get it all sorted out. And when I started to get into cosplay and actually sewing, because I tell you, when I was a kid, I was terrible at sewing. You know when in primary school, where you have that little day where everyone gets a little needle and thread and does some cross-stitching, I was the guy that was basically sewing it to his school jumper. I was terrible. But when I got into actual cosplay, I went to my nan, she helped me out, she did a couple of things, like sewing-wise for me, showed me a few things, and I still, to this day, use her sewing machine. 1980s sewing machine that she actually used to make my mum's wedding dress. And to the end of her life, I would still make costumes, I would still go see her. When she ended up living with us, I would actually go into her room dressed up as Dr. Zoidberg or Candlejack and just jump in and start talking to her in character as the costume. We'd get some weird looks when the nurses would come in. But hey, that's why I do it. So those are the two people that really made cosplay for me and laid down the foundations to me doing it for 10 years. And that's the main thing. You do it for a laugh. I know there are people out there that will get careers out of it, get about a million likes on Facebook. But hey, I just do it because it's fun. And I mean, you're listening to me now talking about it. So a little bit of my ego stroking now. And hey, everyone does something to stroke the ego. So why not do this? So I'm planning to do these podcasts one every 2 weeks. In the podcast, I will be talking about different things that have gone on. The lead up to the London Super Comic Con, which is a really big convention, and I'll be talking about it in another episode for cosplay. And hopefully I'll get a few of my cosplay buddies on here to talk about their costumes and their own history with making costumes. And if any of you are interested in any questions, send me questions to Jake's Cosplay Contraptions on Facebook. We got a group page. If you like it, you can follow the updates when the latest episodes come out. And that's basically it. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed me waffling on for the last 16 minutes. And hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. This has been Jake saying see you later. This has been Jake's Adventures in Cosplay. If you'd like to write to us, please see our Facebook page, which is Jake's Cosplay Contraptions. That's Jake, J-A-K-E, Cosplay, C-O-S-P-L-A, and Contraptions, C-O-N-T-R-A-P-T-I-O-N-S. And sorry, I just had to spell it out, but to be honest, you don't want to type it in any other way. You don't really want to see what comes up.